For those who have missed Lorelai and Rory, it looks like the Gilmore Girls are coming back.
I'm so glad to see you.
No, I'm glad to see you.
I'm never leaving home again.
Oh, that's my emotionally stunted girl. Hey, I got you gifts.
What?
Twitter lit up Monday when star Lauren Graham said she couldn't deny that the show would be revived on Netflix, which these days practically means she's confirmed it. Of course, fans immediately had so many questions. 8 years after going off the air, is it too late? Are the actors too old? Can the show's creator, Amy Sherman-Palladino, pull it off? Who better to go to in this moment than the Gilmore guys, Kevin Porter and Demi Adejuyibe? They've got the podcast devoted to all things Gilmore. Welcome to the show, you guys.
Thank you for having
us. Hello, thank you.
Your reaction first to this breaking news that there might be a reunion.
Well, I wept immediately. I was sincerely overwhelmed by it. I mean, there's a lot of questions and there's a lot of interesting discussion. How are they going to do it? How are they going to pull it off? It's 8 or 9 years later. But my initial reaction was very emotional and very joyous. It was, you know, more Gilmore Girls, and especially in this iteration, is going to be a very good thing.
Okay. And Demi? Weren't you a little miffed that you weren't made to know this first? You guys should have been privy to the information before it went out into the Twitter sphere.
I think I would have been a little nervous if I knew first, because I would have just, like, every time we mentioned it on the show, I would have done like, oh yeah, that'd be crazy if.
It would have been like having the emotional nuclear football of the Gilmore Girls universe.
Right. It's like trying to hide a puppy from a child on Christmas.
All right, so let's back up a little bit. For those who don't know, you have tons of followers. I mean, and there are shows that come and go and are super popular, but what is it about this particular show?
It has the staying power and the quality and the richness of a novel. But really, upon examination of the show, it's this mashup of all these interesting, very disparate influence. They've got the fast talking of a Howard Hawks movie or an Aaron Sorkin TV show, even with the long form storytelling of something like a Jane Austen novel. So I think all those things combined made it a show that wasn't disposable. It was something that, you know, was worth living with and examining and enjoying over a long period of time. And certainly when it came back on Netflix last year, that was a big part of the resurgence of its popularity.
Demi, do you think it's too late? Is it, I mean, it's been nearly a decade. Are these actors too old? I mean, will it be the same?
Gilmore Girls as a show very much exists in this bubble of the 2000s where it feels like something that couldn't be on television today. So I'm wondering how they adapt that sense to common day while also catching us up to the present and making us feel like we're still in Stars Hollow and not some weird parallel 2015 version of Stars Hollow. I'm confident that Amy Sherman-Palladino can do it. I'm curious as to how.
There's some characters who won't be there. Lorelai's dad, who was played by Edward Herman, he passed away.
What's interesting about this new revival is going to be that Rory, or Alexis Bledel, is going to be the same age as Lorelai was when the show started, if they keep with current time, which is kind of a mind bender.
Rory was always taking care of her mom, and Lorelai, the mom, was always kind of the flighty one who didn't have her act together. Do you want to see those roles reversed? I mean, would it really be satisfying to see Lorelai kind of grow up? I don't know.
It wouldn't be satisfying because it's not a journey that we went on. Like, I think the best way to see Lorelai is to see her however she was in season 7. I don't want it to be the kind of thing where we're told she's changed and then we have a few seconds to catch up to the fact that she's changed.
Are any of the show's producers seeking advice from you guys?
Absolutely not, and they should not. Because if they sought our advice, we'd give them insane storylines.
Amy Sherman-Palladino texted me, but I was busy, so I haven't texted her back yet.
Yeah, I'm sure you had other things to do. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. Kevin Porter and Demi Adejuyibe, they are the hosts of the podcast Gilmore Guys. They joined us from our studios at NPR West. Hey, thanks you two.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.